Well, to Northern California, where firefighters have made progress against the massive Caldora fire. Evacuation orders in some communities in the Lake Tahoe area have been downgraded, though the risk is still there. That fire began last month. It's burned more than 200,000 acres, making it smaller than the Dixie Fire to the northwest. That's also still burning. Officials say that fire, the second largest in state history, is now more than half contained. Nick Miller is the managing editor at Cap Radio in Sacramento. So, Nick, 56% of the Dixie Fire contained, the Caldor Fire in the Lake Tahoe area about 44% contained, but still concerns. Tell us.
Cautiously optimistic, that's the word that fire officials were using over Labor Day weekend. They've made some significant gains in the past few days since the weather has been more favorable on containment, but especially in South Lake Tahoe, their eye is still on holding those containment lines. They're also still seeing some pretty meaningful spotting, which is when embers are flying and creating fires off the line, and they're worried, you know, this is all about the weather. So they're hoping that the weather stays favorable going into this week.
Yeah, they don't want higher temperatures. But what does this mean for some residents who are returning? We see tweets telling them to make sure you have fuel, groceries, your medicine. What's the concern there?
That's right. South Lake Tahoe residents started coming back yesterday. They lifted the mandatory evacuation, but it's still, you know, there's still hazardous smoke blanketing the Tahoe region. If anybody's been to Lake Tahoe, it's a basin, and it's just, you know, they've been dealing with bad smoke for more than a month now from both the Dixie Fire and the Caldor Fire. There's still active fire in that area. Some of the hospitals are still closed. And again, these stores have been closed. They've been evacuated for a week now. So they may not have supplies. They may not have food. They may not have gas at the gas station. So people are if you're in, they're recommending that if you're in a safe place now where the air is clean, you may just want to stay there a little longer.
Yeah, we're reading one report. The Barton Hospital hasn't reopened its emergency room. So you could just, you know, break your ankle and not have an ER to go to. Just a caution there. How are firefighters, talk about Labor Day, you know, as they labor away, what are they doing to contain these fires?
So a few things. One is they are trying to hold the lines that they've created. And then two, specifically in Lake Tahoe, they're focusing on these difficult areas. And Robin, these are, you know, this is 8,000 feet elevation in some cases, alpine lakes, a lot of granite, a lot of rough terrain. It's really difficult to hold these lines. You know, across the state of California, they've got 14,000 firefighters working. They're throwing everything they can at the Dixie Fire and the Caldor Fire. I've been watching the morning update every morning, and, you know, they're just going around saying, here's where we're having some spotting, here's where we're concerned, here's where we're seeing, even though we have favorable weather, some concerns about active fire, especially in the Dixie Fire. It grew nearly 15,000 acres just last night. They're seeing some concerning developments with that behavior with that fire on the southeastern edge. So this is something that they just, you know, I think the mantra has been, don't turn your back on this, keep focused. And, you know, they've been able to achieve some containment, but they're still worried about, you know, some fire behavior.
And we're reading the Caldor and Dixie fires are the first wildfires on record to cross the Sierra Nevada mountain range. Why? And boy, people, that must have nerves on edge.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty remarkable that just in the past month and a half in California history, we've seen these two fires crest the summit of the Sierra Nevada. And what that means really is, you know, it's going up the western facing side, and then somehow the spotting of these embers, which in some cases are thrown half a mile, a mile, are making it over and cresting the summit. And then in the Caldor Fire, it was heading into the Tahoe Basin. There's fire in the basin now. It's inching towards the lake. This is something that I think, you know, firefighters, you know, you could hear it in their voices last week that they're like, wow, I've been fighting fires for decades. I haven't seen anything like this, even in the past few years.
Well, and again, just briefly, you got about 30 seconds. People's nerves, how are things going?
I mean, people, you know, some people have lost their homes. They're worried about losing their livelihood. And I think the most alarming thing is that this is something that doesn't seem to be going away. This is a new normal in our climate change reality, and it's not something that's going to disappear in 2022 or 23 and down the line.
Nick Miller, managing editor at Cap Radio there in Sacramento, California. Nick, thanks so much. Our best to everybody out there. Thank you.
Anytime.